The time is 5 minutes past eight. You're tuned into wandsworthradio.com for a little show. First time in the new studios, be gentle, that we call Friday Night Larks.
What did that do to the levels?
Popped them good. Welcome along to the show.
The studio. Nope.
Here on Wandsworth Radio from our brand new broadcasting facilities.
Oh, it's so fancy. I feel so fancy.
It's really lush. If you've not been following the progress of this on wandsworthradio.com, where have you been? It's been really interesting because I've seen this studio in like various different states. And last time I came here, I was painting the wall, no big deal. I'm a hero.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was like, you know, doing the fine work and that. Me and Mickey Gwilliam and a bunch of other people. Obviously, Leslie was on varnishing. And do you know Keith? You met Keith Flynn, haven't you?
Yeah, obviously. Keith is my bae.
Keith's one of the higher ups here at Wandsworth Radio. He's like...
The higher up?
Yeah, he's fairly high in the tower structure. In the pack of cards, he's sort of
he's the Kevin Spacey area. He's Kevin Spacey.
It's very humbling when you see your higher-ups varnishing, like lying down, like way... and we're just lying down on the floor trying to varnish wood frames and paint skirting boards. But it looks so lovely in here. You can see pictures and stuff. Wandsworth Radio Twitter, at Wandsworth Radio. Go on the website, go on the Facebook. There's a tour you can watch, which has been put up with our head of content, Kai. And it's so lovely in here, and I'm really glad to be back. Like, I've missed the show... I've missed doing like radio. I've missed playing the music. Alex, how you doing?
Oh, fine. Okay, that's how it's going to be. Okay, good start to the show, Chris. Yeah, thanks. It's been good. Yeah.
I would say I've missed you, but I tried to meet up with you about five different times over the. We were away for. I was going to save this,
wow,
but I'm just not
okay,
going
we're bringing
to.
It. Okay, fine.
We were away for like 5 weeks. And at home, listening, you might think, because, you know, we get on well, we've been friends for a number of years, you might think we meet up all the time, but...
It's not like we work next door to each other.
It's literally just radio friends at this point. No. I tried so hard to arrange something with Alex, crumbled through like dust every time.
I mean, it's been a really hectic summer.
Oh yeah, it's been a really hectic 6 weeks.
Hectic.
Yeah, just had no spare time.
Just... You know, I've just been, I had stuff and then things happened and then I had like these functions and just, you know, it just life, man.
If you go through our chat thread, it's quite one-sided. Hey, Alex, want to meet up? Hey, Alex, not heard from you. Just checking you're all right. How you doing?
Hope you haven't died.
Hey, Alex, everyone okay? Just, you want to meet up sometime? We're going to be... I don't want to drop the bomb too soon, but I thought we'd have had more planning meetings by now with some of the stuff we've got lined up for the rest of the year.
We got time for that. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
We'll have more news on that later on, maybe. I don't know if it's official. Yeah, it's probably fine, isn't it?
Yeah, fine. It's fine.
So yeah, new studios, same old show. We are going to be doing special shout outs. We are going to be doing Alex's favorite game, What the Blank. We're going to be playing new music from Taylor Swift. I've got a Taylor Swift-based game as well. We're going to bring some top anecdotes, and it's going to be very good. If you want to give us a little phone call, say hiya, give us a little welcome to your new home.
I mean, I'll be honest. I kind of don't... I'm scared to touch anything.
Yeah, me too.
Just because it's kind of like, you know, when you get your phone for the first time and you got the plastic on it. I feel like the plastic... We haven't dropped it for the first
time
yet. Yeah,
someone needs to drop the phone. Yeah. The metaphorical phone of the studios. And then it'll be fine. We've got a new phone number. Speaking of phones, give us a ring. 020-7622-3636. That's 020-7622-3636. We'd love to hear from you. Say hiya.
Look at you having to remember a number all over
again. I know. I'm definitely going to give out the old number a couple of times as well. So yeah, stay tuned for that. Thanks very much to Wands of Tonight team. They were good, weren't they? On good form?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Miss them.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, who else is going to walk in on me halfway through?
I'm going to play some music. And then we'll do... Actually, yeah, we'll do... We do special out soon. I want to have a proper catch up after this song.
Seeing as how we haven't seen each other for like 6 weeks. Not because you haven't tried.
I also will be quite intense. I'll tell you more after this song. This is Bob Sinclar and Steve Edwards with World Hold On. The studios have changed, but the music range, not so much. Bob Sinclar, Steve Edwards, World Hold On, Wandsworth Radio.
Sinclar?
That's what it says on my system.
Is it not Sinclair?
Oh, I can't spell the screen. I don't want to yank the screens
around.
Don't
be the person that breaks it.
That would be the ultimate Chris move, wouldn't it?
And then just leaves £20 on the desk and leaves.
Good one. Good reference, mate. hello, Cyrus. He tweeted he's listening at Wandsworth Radio. If you want to say hello, thanks very much, Cyrus. Hope you're having a nice evening. Hello to Simon on Twitter. Hello to Ivy on the Twitter. Hello to school book clubs. There might be an automated one, I don't know. But hello to you if you're listening. Thanks very much. So excited. So, Alex.
Yes, Chris.
When you come back from school, because this is a little bit what this is, right? When you come back from school holidays,
And
you always have that really boring conversation. How's your summer, Alex? What did you get up to?
Just stayed indoors, went out, played, watched TV.
Cool. Yeah, I stayed up really late.
How about you?
And I'm not actually going to answer. So I think what we should do, because we literally haven't seen each other for 5 weeks. People might think we're making it up.
No, but genuinely haven't.
It was weird seeing you earlier. I was like, who's this? I don't recognise this person in my life anymore. But
you didn't cut me. Cause
I made quite clear my efforts to maintain our friendship. At least one of us was pedaling on the two bike. What are those bikes called?
Tandem.
On the tandem of friendship. The back wheel was a whirring, but the front wheel was not stirring.
Oh God.
So
I mean,
here's the thing, right? I don't want this to go on and on and on because I don't care.
What do I have to do to make it up to you?
I'm gonna give you a 30-second countdown timer. I want to know how your summer was, all the cool things you did, but you've only got 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, fine.
And then we'll just move on.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. I worked a lot. I had to do a lot of, work stuff. And I stayed up late a couple of times. I went to parks. I went to a park. I went running in the forest. I got chased by geese again. I didn't play any video games or cards, and that made me sad. And oh wow, time is not even out and I'm done. That was my life. Empty without you. Like a broken pencil, pointless.
You could have fixed that by actually showing up to. Do you want to hear what my son was up to?
Yes, please.
You came for this, okay?
Yeah.
Cut the bed, here we go. Fed a giraffe, went to a gin distillery, fed another giraffe, went to see mum and dad, went to the Star Wars thing at the O2, it was a bit pants, went to play with mum and dad's dog, went to the beach, went to the new development at Batsy Power Station, the thingy, whatever it's called, played a lot of video games, I got really good at Splatoon, I'm really good at Splatoon, ate ostrich steak, that was good, made some cakes, did I mention the gin distillery, I can't remember, played a lot of Pokemon Go, went to Scotland, saw a massive dog, didn't do any radio. There we go. No more questions about summer now. That's it. We're caught up, okay?
But I have so many questions after your list. I have so many questions.
I mean, the thing is, you have questions, but they're not, relevant anymore. Because some of that stuff was a month ago.
But...
Go on then. Ask. Ask away.
I mean, I know you fed the giraffes. I saw that. I knew about that before because...
The giraffes were so, yeah, so legit.
Your little face was
so
adorable.
Legit.
Giant dog?
In Scotland. They had a...
Hounds of the Baskerville?
A charity thing that was on that was called the Big Dogs Trust, and they just had loads of big
yay,
it was so cute, so cute,
yay.
It was really cute, and then I saw one of the women, one of the volunteers, I guess, walking one of the big dogs, and then I've always quite wanted a big dog, and then I saw what it looks like when a St. Bernard goes to the loo, and now I'm not quite so cute. It was kilograms of the stuff.
Yeah.
No,
I used to have a Great Dane, and that was not fun.
Just never ending.
Nope.
Like a Mr. Whippy.
You need to... you need to take the big hefty bags with
you.
Yeah, you're
a bin liner.
Yeah.
any other questions?
Splatoon, what is it?
Oh, it's a video game about paint.
about paint.
Yeah, it's good. I'll show you off air.
Is it like actually like watching paint dry?
No, it's better. It's high octane. It's an e-sport. It's a discipline.
Oh my.
I mean, I don't want to say I took up a new sport over the summer, but that is basically what I did. What park did you go to?
The forest near my house, Epping Forest. And I went to Greenwich Park.
Oh, I like Greenwich Park.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Do you know they've got deer there? Mm, and they've got like a theme park around the back.
What was the best thing you ate over summer?
Avocado toast.
That is so boring.
I'm sorry, I didn't really eat anything.
I'm playing the next song, it's really boring.
What'd you eat? All right, Mr. Fancy Pants. Ostrich. Did you go to Archipelago?
No. I wouldn't go there without you,
I will actually stop being a vegetarian the day we go there.
I'm going to play Chemical Brothers, and we'll do special shout-outs on the episode of this. At Wandsworth Radio, get in touch with yours. What's annoyed you a little bit this week? Let's do it on the other side of... Let's do it on the other side of Boom Shakalak by Apache Indian.
What?
Wandsworth Radio, you're tuned into Friday Night Larks. I do kind of want to apologise because that Boom Shakalaka was a bit pants, wasn't it?
I mean,
sorry,
I didn't want to say anything.
Hello to Joe, who's tweeted that he's listening. Thanks very much, Joe, for tuning in. I hope you're well. That reminds me, I need to text Joe about Comic Con. Remind me to do that later.
Text Joe about Comic
Con. I mean, in like an hour, not like I'm focusing on the broadcasting at the moment.
I'll wait.
Alex.
Yeah.
It's a little late, but we're sounding great. Do you want any special shout-outs?
Go on, then.
So, if you've never heard the show before, maybe you're a new listener to Wandsworth Radio, welcome to the church. Please be seated. The ceremony is about to begin. We give you the opportunity every Friday to rant about something that's just annoyed you a small bit over the week. Now, actually, we've had 6 weeks' worth of time to build them up, but I'm talking like... something small, not so. This isn't politics. This isn't ethics. This isn't where you take your big rants.
Yeah.
Keep those to 140 characters on Twitter and let them get misinterpreted by people. This is your opportunity to get in touch with something little that annoys you quite a bit.
Yeah. Not call any emergency services or like the police or anything. Something small.
Yeah. I mean, you could maybe call the Larks police, and we might be like, woo, woo, woo.
Somebody call the wambulance.
Alex.
Yes.
Who or what's annoyed you a little bit this week?
Right. So my gripe is with not being able to get in touch with real people when I have a problem.
Yeah, it's annoying when you can't get in touch with someone, isn't it? Really annoying when you leave your two blue ticks.
She was online 2 minutes ago.
I might try and get that in every link. I mean, I wasn't even annoyed, to be honest. Hello to Phil, who's tweeted that he's listening.
I mean, it doesn't seem like you're annoyed at all.
No, why would I be annoyed?
Yeah, not even a little bit. So I was trying to get in touch with O2 I was trying to get in touch with WoWoo. Other telephone providers are available and probably will answer your calls with real people. So I called them up and I just had an automated system. And it just kept passing me through, and I was getting really annoyed. I couldn't get to a real person. The thing that really got me was it wasn't just an automated system of, you know, type in a number. Mm. It wanted you to talk to it.
Oh, those are weird, those ones. I've heard a rumor that I've not been able to follow up on. That if you have that thing where it's like, say, give a loose description of your problem, and then you'll be like, SIM not working, and they'll be like, your SIM isn't working. Yes. It's that sort of vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've heard if you just shout, give me an advisor, then they put you through.
It's like, the, it's tried
like the old back in the olden days, back when Leif Beelzer was Lethal B, it used to be press 1 to speak to this person, speak to, and if you apparently just jammed the buttons in, eventually it'd be like, we'll put you through to an advisor.
What, so I just become that old person that calls up and just starts screaming the name of the place that I work at me, and I'm like... I've had this happen. Like, I'll pick up the phone. I'll be like, good afternoon, Alexandra speaking. How can I help?
Hang on, hold up. Do you say Alexandra when you pick up the phone at work?
Yeah. I'm not Alex at work. I'm Alexandra.
Right, okay.
Good afternoon,
Alexandra. You're a very different person to working with.
I am. I am a very different person. good afternoon, Alexandra speaking. How can I help? And I just had someone scream, like shouting the name of where I work at me. And I'm like, yes, and how can I help? And they just continued to scream it at me. And I'm like, this is not an automated system. So I didn't want to be that person just suddenly screaming, advisor, advisor, into my phone. But the thing is, it didn't pick up what I wanted. So I'd be like, billing.
Mm.
And I said it like, billing. And it will go, wanting to change your address. And I'm like, no, it's not even remotely what I said.
So it's the pause, isn't it? It's when you say, it's when you're like, you call out like your energy provider and it's like, oh, I need to do a meter reading. And they're like, do you need to cancel everything? And I'm like, no, no, stop that.
Do you want to cancel your contract? No. And then it wouldn't recognize it. So I started changing the pitch of my voice. So I'm just standing outside my workplace like a lunatic going, billing, billing, billing. Nope, nothing. It didn't work. So that really, really, really annoyed me. I spent my entire lunch break doing that.
Did you get through to him?
Oh, no. I had to call them after work. It just got to like an hour and I'm like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this.
You could have just gone into a shop.
All right, Chris. God.
Phil's been on Twitter. Special shout out. And this would gripe the living daylights out of me. Someone on Facebook that listed they were selling a Marvel chest of drawers that was covered in DC characters. That would really get my goat.
I could actually see you getting in touch with them just to go to their house and Absolutely. Tell them all the reasons that
Absolutely.
They're wrong.
You rock up to the house and you're like, yes, and that's a very nice cabinet. I appreciate you showing it to me, but where is the Marvel cabinet? Where is it? For these are not Marvel properties.
Why is Riddling Corner voice come out with this? Is that your lawyer voice?
I don't know, what would a lawyer say?
No, as in like, you know, like everyone gets like a lawyer voice when it's suddenly, as per my previous correspondence.
I've never been arrested.
No, as in like when you're having an argument with someone at work.
No, I don't argue with people at work. I get on with my colleagues.
Stop being so pedantic. God, where's Rob so I can say, and you just don't even go.
By the way, you must have missed the show when it was just me and after Rob left the station, because I decided that instead of saying his name, we're just going to say he who should not be named.
We'll just call it, just say Voldemort.
Very quickly, ask me what my special is.
What was your special shout out, Chris? What's bothered you?
So about 2 months ago, we talked on air about when you're using the stalls at work, if you're using the little boys' room,
yeah,
and people who come in and tut,
yes,
and that's very much a thing, and it's like, oh, and you're like, all right, I'm doing like, you know,
doing my business.
I'm trying to just, I'm not slow. I'm not being slow here. I've got a next level one to that, which is people who come and go, and then try the door.
Shut
up. And it's like, hun, there's a red thing there. Like, it's not... you can see there is a very clear visual indicator that somebody is in here. Hang around enough, there'll be an arrow one too. But, like, you know someone's in there. So why are you trying the door? And it's like, jump, 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 jump. No! Let me do the thing!
Let me do in peace. I mean... do they think it's not like that's going to assist the situation? It's not going to help you
when
be
someone
quicker.
When someone does that, I definitely slow down. I'm like, right? This 10-minute like, break's turned into a 20.
Like, on purpose.
The worm goes back into the cave. Alex, are you ready to do the news?
Yes.
Okay, at just gone 8:30, here's the news of Alex Mara. So a lot happened whilst we were away, but arguably for me, like, I had some really big sort of life leaps happened. I turned 25, hit my quarter of a century. That was big.
Oh, look at you.
I know, I'm all grown up.
Slowly becoming my age.
All sorts of big things happened for me. Really big summer. Thanks for asking. Nice to see you. But arguably the biggest thing was the return of Taylor Swift. Ugh. Have you heard both the tracks?
I'll be honest, I didn't even know she was coming out with a new album.
I'm going to play you the most recent release. And then on the other side of this, I've got a bit of an idea to run past you. But first we'll listen to Taylor Swift's newest ditty, which I adore. It's really blood pumping. It's kind of sexy as well.
Oh God.
It's called Ready For It.
Oh God.
So good. You're going to love it. You're going to pretend you don't like it. And then you're going to go home and you're going to have it on a loop, just like I've had it on a loop for the last week. Game on the other side of this. What do you think?
I mean, it was okay. It wasn't awful, but I did zone out halfway through.
Pretty high praise from Alex. So
that is actually high praise.
The bit I really like in that song is the key change at the end, because it strikes me like in, you know, in RuPaul, when there's a moment on the catwalk where they'll press a lever or a button or something and the whole costume changes. I'm just going to play you the key change bit. How this is gonna go. Touch me and you'll never be so good. Strutting around, maybe doing a thrust, walking a little bit, press a button, lights go dark, fireworks, go.
Just watching your face at that key change, like it's like your face changes.
But it, I've got a bit of a theory and I just want to check if you'll tolerate this. So, I wonder whether the key change is so good because it's Taylor or because of the key change.
I think it's the key change.
So, with your permission, I would like to try the key change, but with a couple of other songs. Is that okay?
Yeah. I'm down for it.
So, this could go wrong. It's going to rely on quite a lot of tech. So, brace yourself. So, just think of it. You're in... You're on the RuPaul catwalk. Well, I guess I'm on the RuPaul catwalk. You're a judge.
Impress me.
Walking up and down. Strutting. Hey, look, I made this. No one has to know. Does it work?
I mean... It depends on what you're changing into. It depends on if you suddenly transform into Bon Jovi.
Like, the key change in the Taylor song is really good, but I don't know if it's because it's Taylor or just because key changes always sound good. That's what I'm trying to test.
I don't think it's because it's Taylor. I think it's because it's the, because it matches the song. Maybe if you found something that closely matched
I might have that.
Because I love
for
Living
you.
On a Prayer. How this is gonna go.
Touch me and you'll never be alone. This might be the worst thing I've ever done on radio. Here we go. No one has to know. Does it work?
Oh my sweet baby Jesus.
It actually works quite well, doesn't it?
The timing's a little bit off, but this is an absolute stunner of a key change, and I don't know what you've done. You've just kind of
murdered it. You're welcome.
Yeah, you've taken something really beautiful and kind of done a really terrible paint by numbers version with like only prime colors.
All right, don't worry. This is the one. How this
is gonna go. I'm scared, Chris.
Key change? Is it good because it's Taylor or good because key changes are good?
This is actually a good one.
That actually sounds quite good. Like,
yeah, this actually sounds good.
That's convincing.
I mean, don't quit your job and become a DJ or anything, but I don't know if you've made me like that song. I don't know if you made me like Lucky more, but you've definitely not succeeded in making me like Taylor more. How this is gonna go. Just leave it with the original. Have you got another one?
I've got two more. Lights down low. No one has to know.
Oh my God. Not only is this a who,
To who for you? I'm having this.
I'm walking down the aisle to this.
Okay, I think I've got the one.
Have you though?
Right, this is the one. This is to prove that key changes will always sound good regardless of the song they're in. But that they sound especially good when they're in a Taylor song. I hope you get the reference, or this is going to sound really gross, by the way. Here we go. What do we think?
Chris Pearson, I think you've peaked in ratings.
Is that it?
This is it. That's the height of... That's the best thing that you're ever going to come out with.
But it just sounds so good. Because Taylor's key changes are great.
Well,
and that Akon song is admittedly a bit crude for quarter to nine. Hope you weren't listening with their kids, but... It works.
I mean,
the key changes are the key to a great pop song. Pun intended.
I'm not sure if you should be the one that's in charge of them, though. Because I don't know if you've made me just dislike a bunch of songs that I did initially like. It's kind of like when you go to a school disco and they try to do that kind of change in song and it just...
Slide on your knees, get a panda pop.
Pardon?
I'm going to play you some Pink now on 1-3. Thanks for tolerating that. I just needed... It was like a thought experiment, and I needed to just test it out.
I enjoyed it. I want to hear more stuff like this.
Okay.
Not from you.
Rude. Missed you. Can we change studios again, please? I think I need a bump off. This is Pink with Sober. Aged quite well, that one. I was a bit surprised. I thought it might be in a bit of a, you know.
How could you think that about Pink?
Pink for me is really up and down. The bangers are bangers, but the bad is very bad.
But that name a bad. Name a bad.
I'm going to search for Pink on here.
I defy you to find bad.
Let's just have a little comes up. Just Like a Pill. Please Don't Leave Me is dreadful.
No, that's not that bad.
Please don't leave me.
I'm sorry it hasn't got enough key changes in it for you.
Well, as we proved from the last link. So this week's been a really big news week. There's been a lot going on in the world. There's been a lot of big events happening. All sorts going down overseas, you know, kind of lots of bad news happening, lots of various kind of issues and stuff going on. Like it's been quite a heavy week. Mm. So the nation clearly wanted a feel-good story. How sick are you of the woman who got caught in the window after trying to get the poo?
I'll be honest with you. I came into work. I had 4 different emails linking me to it.
Like,
not to mention like the group chats that I have with various people at work.
In case you manage to somehow miss it, well done.
Yes,
because
seriously.
That's like incredible. A bloke and a lady were on a date. They went back to the bloke's house. The lady went to use the loo, couldn't flush it, wrapped her poo up in a loo roll, threw it out the window, then decided she should probably get it back because it was like in a double glazing, went to get the bloke's help. She got stuck in the window. The fire police had to come, break the window. She got the poo in the end. The guy crowdfunded to get the window fixed.
I mean, I don't know what's more awful. What happened to her, or the fact that he's kind of trying to cash in on it.
Well, the money's going to charity. So that's
And to his window.
Well, yeah, and to fix his window.
But also it's like... Because, like, he's, like... He's got, like, he's talking to newspapers. His face is everywhere. Okay, he hasn't, like, divulged her name. And lots of newspapers are like, if this is you, get in touch. Or if you know who this is, get in touch and tell us who it is. But I'm still like, why? Why are you doing this?
Well, I mean,
Would you do this?
To be fair, I don't blame it because he's making a lot. Like it's a lot. He's making a lot of money for charity. So I'm kind of. I don't think for me that's not an issue. But I'm just sick of the fact that like I left work on the whatever it was Tuesday night. The story was on. I think I saw it on Reddit. Haha, that's very funny. Okay, move on. Wednesday and Thursday, it was literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, newspapers were printing it on the front page.
It was trending on Twitter.
It was on, like, the news sites, which have got bigger things to be reporting on. We're reporting on, you won't believe what happened to this woman in Bristol. Meh, 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 meh. She's made a right poo of herself. Meh, 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 whatever.
It's like, really?
Oh my God, no one...
We're going for the cheap shot like this?
It's just so, like, so lame. And it's not even that funny. Like, it's funny the first time. It's not a goer of a story.
I'll be honest.
I'm surprised you didn't put it in the news, Alex, because IRN are probably still blabbering on about it.
I mean, it was funny. It's funny in, like, the context of Reddit or Tumblr.
Yeah, the picture's funny.
Yeah.
It's not blooming... WBC newsworthy,
but it's also not like, you know,
CNN.
It's not like
HuffPost, viral, Arianna Huffington. What are you doing?
It's not like viral cat video funny.
So I'm so done.
It's
with
not
the
like
poo
angry
story.
Cat.
Yeah,
the angry cat swimming in like the. Have you seen the picture of the cat that
is just really angry?
It's not like that was genius in a way. It was also kind of relevant, but. That cat's face, I identified so much with that cat's face.
The other top meme that's hit whilst we've been gone, which is one of my favourite memes.
Memes?
Is the one of the chap walking along with the girlfriend looking over his shoulder at the girl walking past.
Yes, yes.
And because it's already gone full circle into weird meta stuff, I'm so keen on that.
Have you seen the someone's done a formula for a viral video of take random object, put on cat's head, take picture, put online with caption, I want Cersei to know it was me.
We're not even going to talk about Thrones. That's later, maybe.
I'm going to show you a picture because it's genius.
Keen. What's your favorite meme? Anyway, poo story, move on. Seriously, and the thing is, there were people out at like after work drinks at the moment that are like, oh my God, did you see the story this week? Yes, they saw the story this week! Everyone's seen the story this week! I wouldn't be surprised if like, blooming Julian Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy with no access to the internet seen the story this week. It's that widespread. I know, weird reference. I'm not sure where it came from either. Okay, after 9 o'clock... Alex.
Yes.
We are going to be talking about London buses. We're going to be talking about a new game.
That we've already been forward promoting, so we really need to, to do it.
We're going to make a skeptical of ourselves later on. And we're going to have rounds of news or false and...
What the blank.
It's all to come. Stay tuned for that.
And there's a gap in your knowledge, Chris, that I want to address.
Okay. I'm already stressed about that.
Yeah, I really can't wait for this.
Let's play some Westlife news on the other side of this. Go then, sing it.
Oh, I wish I was a prawn cracker. Yay!
You love that, don't you?
Only since Rob kind of shattered the glass with that one for me, I can't unhear it. I cannot. Every time I hear that song, all I hear is prawn cracker. Oh, I wish I was a prawn cracker. I mean, with flowers in my hair.
It is a good song.
Just because of that. It's like the I'm giving you a sexy elephant.
What's that from?
I think it's a Florence and the Machine song. I'm giving you a sexy
elephant.
Oh,
sweet,
sweet
elephant.
No, sexy elephant.
So
I'm giving you a sexy elephant, sweet elephant. That's what the words are. I don't care what anybody says. That's what she's singing.
Alex Mara.
Yes. Yes.
I'm really glad I left you to fill the time on that one. I don't know if you noticed. Hello and welcome to Friday Night Larks, the second half of the show, 9:05 at the time. If you want to tweet us at Wandsworth Radio, we'd love to hear from you. Say hello. You can phone us 020-7622-3636. That's a new phone number, so wipe the record. 020-7622-3636. And thank you very much for listening on wandsworthradio.com or on the TuneIn Radio app. So, whilst we were apart, I got really back into grime music, and I've been listening to a lot of Skepta. I've got quite a weird game lined up, but I think we should listen to the song that inspired it first. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to play Skepta featuring JME with a song called That's Not Me from a couple of years ago. I know, I'm hot off the hot takes. And I've got a really good / confusing game lined up. We will, if someone wants to call in and play, it would be a good one. You'd enjoy it. 020-7622-3636. 020-7622-3636. If you want to play our new game, Making a Skeptical of Yourself, we'll do that on the other side of the song, That's Not Me. That was Skepta and JME with That's Not Me.
I'm so keen on that.
It's really good, isn't it? It's a couple of years old, but I really like it. So, Alex.
Yes, Chris.
Right. I don't know how to really properly explain the rules of making a skeptical of yourself. But I think the best way to do it is for you to explain them, because I told you off air and you already do it better than I do.
Right. So basically what you're doing is you're taking a word that rhymes with me and then putting a description of what it's not in front of it.
And then rapping it to the tune of That's Not
Yes.
Me. So you might say something like, you might think of like sweet corn and you might say small yellow vegetable, that's not a pea.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
You ready to go first? And yeah. we'll back and forth.
Yeah.
And see who runs out, or we might get to the end of the song. You've been writing them down, by the way.
I have, just because I've been I've been coming up with good ones, but I'm moving away from the page.
Okay.
So I'm not looking at it. Don't close it completely because I still need it for stuff. But no, is it here?
Oh, I see. I thought you were looking at Grot.
No.
Okay, you ready? Time to make a skeptical of yourself. One line flows, you got some of those? Okay. You've got to wait for it to kick in though.
Oh god, I'm really nervous.
Are you Skepta or are you JME in this? Do do do. Here we go.
You go first.
Off you go.
What? Okay. Now?
Yes.
Spent 9K at uni. I'm not a degree. Failed uni. I'm not a degree. God damn it.
Great stuff. singing show not about singing. That's not Glee. Alex to shoot.
Riding my bike on the freeway. That's not a Grand Prix.
Nice. We're not quite in time, are we?
Were we in time to begin with?
Drummer and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's not Flea.
That's all clean and dry. Not leaky.
Okay.
Get it?
Maybe take it.
I love that. Maybe we'll take it.
My friend Glenn. That's not my friend Lee.
Topical.
I know.
Lettuce, cauliflower, sprouts. That's not meaty.
Nice, like it. Celeriac. That's not celery.
Oh my god. Okay, fine. Connecting my humerus to my ulnus and my radius. That's not a knee. Come on, that was a good one.
You can tell you've been writing them down, haven't you?
Yeah.
Enemy of Captain Hook? Well, that's not Smee.
Oh my god. Okay. Killing werewolves in the middle of the night. That's not Buffy.
Host of the Grime Show. That's not Dee Dee. Who's also a presenter on Ones Australia. That's
topical if you listen to us. Definitely yellow and not kind of grey. That's not khaki. Admit it, it's good.
French rock band from the 70s. That's not Le Top ZZ. Round it off, one more each.
Okay. Stuck behind bars, I guess that's not free.
Nice, like it. Next W on the keyboard. Well, that's not V.
Oh my god!
So who made the skeptical of themselves here, eh?
I mean, my rhythm got better towards the end.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. You're learning.
I have no rhythm.
Yeah.
You're out of the two of us, you're definitely the more musical.
I know. Well, I'm sat here, not DJCP.
Oh, I had such a good one. The save icon on Word, that's not a CD.
Sorry, I thought you said you had a good one.
Ooh!
Thanks for playing, making a skeptical of yourself. Let's have some music from Kygo and Labyrinth now. This is Fragile. Let's talk buses on the other side of this. Wandsworth Radio, Friday Night Live.
Crazy to think that a man can't hurt. We love
Wandsworth Radio. Fragile. Kygo and Labyrinth here on Wandsworth Radio. Thanks very much for tuning in to Friday Night Larks. Hey, you know Wonder Perks, the new studio? Mm. In between two different poker stops on Pokemon Go.
Oh my god.
I might just never leave. Could sit here, charge the phone, catch the Entei.
I feel like he who should not be named would be really into this.
I've sent him a picture. I'll let you know if he responds. So... I've got a... It's fair to say that sometimes I'm a bit of a warrior.
I mean... I don't... God, Chris, what makes you say that? I've never noticed that about you.
That would not be the most unfair of statements.
What was it on the way here? You kept looking at your watch every 10 minutes going, yeah, we got time. Can I just say we're on at 8 and this was at like 6:30? Yeah, we got time.
Did we have time?
We did have time, but you were very panicked about it. You'd occasionally start speed up walking, and I'm like, dude. Anyway, carry on.
One of the things that's been worrying me a lot this week, so London, or this month even, I guess, London gets so busy in summer, and like September, October, it's really annoying, because summer is later and later, London's really busy in summer, London's really busy at Christmas. So basically, this whole period now, if you work or live near like a high street, it's just crammed all the time. Mm. And like, where, because me and Alex don't work a million miles away from each other, it's just busy all the time.
Yeah. I think it's busier for you than it is for me because of your location.
Yeah, probably. But it's like fairly busy.
Yeah.
One of my big worries is because the pavements are so crammed, you have to stand a lot closer to the road.
Oh.
I get really worried about being hit by a wing mirror from a bus because they go really fast. And I'm about the right height. And I'm like, every time I'm like, well, I mean, it doesn't look like it's going to hit me, but also it could conk me on the noggin, you know?
I mean, that's a valid concern because I have actually been hit in the head by the wing mirror. So, but when it's coming to a stop at a bus stop,
yeah.
It whacked me in the head.
So this is the thing. So I was like, well, is this like a justified worry, or am I being thick? Like a driver's kind of trained to dodge people. Is there actually a lot more distance than it looks? Are they on like a suspension? So I put it on Reddit. I put it on the London subreddit. I was like, has anyone actually been hit on the head by a bus wing mirror? Because like, am I just being paranoid about this, or does it happen? A lot of people saying yes, yourself included. And I'm like, great. That's another thing to worry about. Like, the ice caps are melting. Countries in the world are being ran by people who are severely underqualified. And I'm probably going to get hit on the noggin by a bus wing mirror. What happened when you got hit?
Oh, it was coming to a stop and I was looking at my phone and I just... Because this is the thing. It's not like I saw it coming and just let it hit me in the face. I was looking at my phone and I... I wasn't standing like that far from the edge, but I didn't think it was close enough that something was going to hit me in the face. And then it just whacked me. And I was like, what? The bus driver was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But I was like, white. But it was coming into a bus stop, so it was getting that close to the curb. Like, it needed to get that close to the curb.
So that's the thing. Like, it was pulling over. When it's driving, surely you should be fine. But people were saying they've been hit.
Unless you've got... It also depends on if they've been hit while they're standing and walking or if they've been hit while they're on a bike, because that's different.
Oh, yeah. But well, bikes, whatever. That's a moot point, like a cow's opinion.
Wow. Okay. I'm letting it go, and I also know it's a Friends reference. It's
Thank
fine.
You.
Sorry, a Wens reference.
There are
other TV shows about with that dynamic of a group of friends that are 20-somethings that live in New York.
It's called How I Met Your Mother, and it's rubbish.
And many other things. I lost my train of thought. surprise, surprise. Oh no, it's gone. I lost it.
I'm going to play a song, Alex. I think we need to refresh. I think we need some fresh air.
Yeah, it's getting a bit warm in here, Chris.
Yeah, it's getting... And we've got a...
Do they have a feedback form? Am I going to be that person that didn't do anything to help with this and then I leave a feedback form?
Speaking of buses, I saw a bus... Could you look up on your...
I remember what I was going to say.
All right, I don't care. I saw a bus covered in green called the Avocado Bus.
What?
Have you seen this?
Avocado show, what is that?
Avocado.
Sorry. Bus. London buses get an Avo makeover. Avo? Really? Oh, I've seen that. Yeah,
it's
that's
so
cool.
Pretty. It's all green.
It is pretty. Is it also environmentally friendly? Is it like the hybrid ones?
Oh, I don't know.
Because then it's, you know, the double thing. Also, going back to my point that you don't care about.
Yeah.
They might get closer to you when it's rainy because some bus drivers like to splash people.
Oh, yeah, that's fair enough.
I mean, so it might hit you in the head then because they're trying to splash
that's,
you.
That's understandable.
Why is that understandable? Are you one of those people?
No, I was being a jerk. I can't drive. Of course I'm not one of those people. But if I could. I mean, really, it's my right of way, so... The road belongs to the cars, so I mean, if you're in the way, that's your fault, isn't it?
If I get into an avocado bus while eating avocado toast, am I just the definition of a millennial?
Yeah, absolutely.
While wearing an avocado.
I'm going to play a song. Took it too
I
far.
I need some air.
Crack the doors! The presenters must have their cooling.
We don't have the weather window anymore.
I know, you're just going to run outside and shout. Let's have some NSYNC here on Wandsworth Radio. You don't know what song it is yet? You might not love it.
I just love NSYNC.
What song do you think it is?
Tearing up my heart when I'm with you. Is it that one?
I don't know what that one is. What's that
Tearing
one called?
Tearing up my heart.
No, it's not that one.
Fine.
Bye.
Bye.
Classic fade on that one. Oh my God. My days are getting younger. Wandsworth Radio, it's 9:30. Thank you very much for tuning in. Coming up after us, no Fina. Oh, I'm in a mood with Fina.
Why?
Fina's not on, so we get the lovely Daniel Goldsmith instead. I'm keen. I can't remember if we've met.
I don't think I have.
Good save, because what you're saying there, you're saying, I don't think I have, because you're still like, well, you probably haven't, you're allowed to feel bad, but you're like shifting the blame casually away.
Missed me.
I'm not at Fina, because Wandsworth Radio Running Club has gone from strength to strength, and she's not been on for 3 months, maybe. Paul's been on from the Wednesday night. He's a good guy. Nick's been on from news reading at Sundays, maybe. Where's Fina?
She's not here for her show?
Fina while out for the weekend.
Sorry, what did you just say?
Alex.
Chris.
We've got half an hour. In that time, we're going to do What the Blank.
Yep.
In that time, we're going to do News or False, potentially with... Oh, hang on, no. He should not be named. Said we weren't allowed to call it News or False.
Apparently.
What should we call it?
I'm going to call it Ya or Nah.
Okay, Ya or Nah coming up. first, I want to talk about gaps in our knowledge. Because I hit the tender age of 25 since we've been apart. Thanks for the card. Oh, wait. I hit the tender age of 25. And when you have a big birthday, you start to think about all the things you know and you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you realise there are things that you know very well. For example, I know most of the maps from Splatoon 2 off by heart.
You still have to show me what this is.
Oh, yeah. But there are certain things that it's okay to admit that you struggle with, you know? It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like, there are people who have issues, like, with really specific words, for example, or who can't remember how the royal family works, or who might struggle with, like, Rob, he should not be named, can't do long division, that sort of thing.
He can't do long division? Are you serious?
I'll tell you about that off air. That's not fair. Whoopsie. Jigs up. My dad stayed around and offered to teach him, and he was like, no, I've got a phone, why would I need to learn how to do it?
Oh my God. What if he's on, like, a desert island and he needs to calculate things?
He might still have the phone. Sorry, I'm just getting a call from the guy who's on next, but I'm just going to text him on air.
Well, while you're doing that, I can tell you about a gap in my knowledge. Yeah. A gap in my knowledge that I didn't really realise until watching David Attenborough's Blue Planet.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound so ridiculous that I spent this long not knowing this. I didn't realise how big tuna fish were. I thought they were quite small because the can was small. So I was really shocked to find out how big they were.
I can see the logic, to be fair.
I loved tuna as a kid, and I just assumed that they were like, not like sardines, but they were just
Yeah, they were small enough to, like, cram in a can.
And I don't think I'm going to be as forgiving as your gap in knowledge that we discovered at the beginning of the show.
So one of our colleagues was showing someone round, and I was trying to work out whether the colleague, Ida was showing someone round.
Yeah.
You know Ida, she's a good egg. And Ida mentioned that she was seeing her
brother's
partner.
Brother and brother's partner today.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, is that Ida's brother's partner? Is that Ida's sister-in-law? But apparently that's not a thing.
No, because can we just say that Ida's brother, it's not his partner in marriage, it's his girlfriend.
Yeah, but it's still like,
you thought that girlfriend and sister-in-law were the same thing.
Well, no. Like, it's just a shorthand, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's a shorthand when they're married.
Yeah, but you still, like, people who are going out with people still call their mum, their partner's mum's their mum-in-law, just because it's simpler.
No, as a joke, but that's not what they actually are in relation to you.
But then I was saying,
oh, right, God, yeah, okay, yeah. Carry on.
That's an
that's
aside.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
Who cares about that? That's the starter. I'm on the main course.
Lost my wig over that.
So, think of a famous family, quick.
Royal brothers. Family.
Right. Harry and William are brothers.
Yep.
So, if William invites Harry and Harry's girlfriend over to tea.
Yep.
Does he say, my brother and my sister-in-law are coming around? Or is it, what's William's wife? Kate Middleton.
Kate, yeah.
And what's her, Pippa?
Pippa is her sister.
Yeah, I remember her. So he would say Pippa is his sister-in-law.
Yes.
But he wouldn't say Harry's partner is his sister-in-law.
No.
So what's the word for your sibling's partner? That's what I'm trying to get
girlfriend
at.
Girlfriend or boyfriend.
Yeah, but what's their relation
partner
to you?
There is no relation to you because you're not married. They're not married.
But if they get married, they'd be your sister-in-law.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's
if they got married,
yeah,
they're not married.
Simpler, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not married, Chris.
Yeah, but the reason we're having so much confusion is because you're calling people by their proper titles.
No,
I'm just being shorthand here.
No, you're not being shorthand. That's not shorthand. You can say partner or girlfriend. You can't say sister-in-law until they're married. And then you were like, wait, so would... There was something else that you were confused about, and I think it was can, so like my sister's husband,
yeah,
he's my brother-in-law,
yeah,
but I am also his sister-in-law,
yeah,
because I'm his wife's sister.
So you can have brother and sister-in-laws from two different avenues, because it's your partner's sibling or your sibling's partner.
Or your part, it's your sibling's partner. No, it's your sibling's partner or your partner's sibling.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was trying
And they don't have to be married because you're just being short.
No, they do have to be married.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh my God, it does, Chris.
Sorry. Apparently Alex is broadcasting from the 1800s.
Because now that means that your brother can refer to Emma as his sister-in-law.
And people would know what he meant.
No, they would think that you and Emma got married.
Spoilers. Busy summer.
Oh my God.
You'd be FYI. So. If I didn't invite you,
oh my God.
You would be so annoyed.
If you didn't tell me, I would absolutely lose my wig.
If I dropped that I ate an ostrich burger,
my God. I would. The studio would be ruined because I would have given birth to kittens.
Why do you think I wanted to meet up with you in the summer? Really, it's your own fault. Rob was there.
I swear to God, if you went to Archipelago without me, I will end you.
I'm going to play a song and then Alex is going to go and pick up our new friend from the door. Cause
I don't even know if we're going to be friends after this. I think we just ruptured
our
friendship.
Are we friends or friends-in-law?
Yeah, oh my God, Chris!
Wandsworth Radio. Dan's on at 10. I have met Dan before.
Have I?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you want to play what's the bed for What's the Plan? What do you prefer?
I want something kind of quizzical. Give me quizzical with a hint of intrigue.
I'm serving this.
Is this quizzical with a hint? Yeah, this works. No, not this.
It's a bit game show.
No, I want the
Oh, I know
one.
What you want.
You know my favorite. I want that one. I'm
this.
Such a child. Yay! This is it. This is the one I want. Okay, so the game is What the Blank?
So if someone's never heard before, how does What the Blank work?
It works in that I give you a series of questions where they have a word missing and you have to guess what that word is. So this week's theme is animals.
Okay.
So, question one. Ostriches can run faster than blank. And a male ostrich can blank like lions.
Yes. What? Ostriches can run faster than...
blank.
I'm going to say Linford Christie.
Okay.
And male ostriches can, I'm going to say, roar like lions.
Wow, Chris, you get one out of two. They can roar like lions, but they run faster than horses.
Oh, than horses. But are horses faster than Linford Christie is what you've got to ask yourself.
Are they? Well, this is a discussion for another time. I'm going to need to Google that because I'm very curious about it now. I don't know if I'm going to say this right. Capuchin monkeys? Mm-hmm. Capuchin.
Yeah,
Capuchin
yeah.
monkeys blank on their hands to wash their feet.
Yes. It doesn't work, mate. It just rubs it in. Probably spit.
Ugh.
Well, what else is it going to be?
They pee.
Oh, well, arguably...
They pee on their hands to wash their feet.
Pee is worse than
pee
spit.
Pee is much worse than spit.
I mean, I thought you were going to say... So...
You were so lucky that you figured out how to use it. Have you been playing around with it to make sure that you do it properly?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Hit me off one more.
Okay. No, I've got two more because they're really funny. Okay. Yeah. In 1924, a Labrador retriever was sentenced to life without parole at an Eastern State Penitentiary for killing... blank.
Oh, hilarious.
A dog was sentenced to life without parole.
Killing the vibe.
What, really?
Yeah.
The governor's cat. It actually got sentenced to prison for killing the governor's cat. That is a bitter man right there.
Yeah, but it's not really funny, is it?
No, but I just found that ridiculous that a man is so imbued with power that he goes... That dog killed my cat. Sentence it. Okay, final one. According to Time, the annual number of worldwide shark bites is 10 times less than the number of people bitten by blank.
Alex, after she's had a few.
One time. No, you're incorrect. It's by other people in New York.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. We all learned something. I'm going to play Block Party, and then we'll do a very quick yeah or nah, but then it's time to go.
Oh.
I know. Comes down fast.
Thanks, Alex. No worries.
That is Block Party with Stunt Queen here on Wandsworth Radio. And there's just time before we hand over to Dan.
Just enough time.
He's a nice guy, we like Dan. For a quick round of Yana.
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 Okay, this is the animal edition.
You love animals
I'm
today,
I'm loving the animals today. Okay. Yana. This is an easy one.
Actually, hang on, you know what?
What? What?
I'm just going to ask them if they want to come in and play.
Basically eating into their hour and if they're okay with it.
Don't you fancy a round of live yarn?
What's that?
Come on in. We're live on air, please don't swear. Ha! Kind of rhymed, that was good, wasn't it? Take a
come
seat.
Come on in.
All my things. We're playing a game called Yarn Nah. It's the animal edition.
So it's basically like okay. True or false.
Okay.
But yarn nah. So is something yeah or is it nah?
And have I got to say yeah or no? Or is it like the yes no game where...
Okay.
And we should say as well, this is Dan who's on after us.
Hello.
Hi, Dan. Alex, what's the first yeah or no?
Okay, the first one is kind of easy. Duck's quacks don't echo. Yeah or no?
Dan, what's M?
I'm going to say yeah.
That a duck's quack does not echo.
Yeah, I thought I heard that.
Yeah, I'm going to say yeah.
You're both wrong. That was even covered on Mythbusters.
Oh, no.
That's a nah.
Urban myth.
Yeah. Okay, nah. Second. In an aquatic traffic jam, alligators will give manatees the right of way.
What?
I mean...
I started you off easy. I
mean, so much to deconstruct in such little time.
So in an aquatic traffic jam, alligators will give manatees the right of way.
I kind of thought alligators were, like, not great. And, like... I have them in my head as being not the type of animal to give right of way.
What, like they're just like school bullies?
Yeah.
Going around and beating up frogs for their lunch money?
Because they're like a bit angry, aren't they?
Oh my God.
I mean, are they ever normally in the same room together in terms of do they live in the same environment? That's...
Well, yeah, you get saltwater alligators.
True.
Duh.
Oh, I know. Oh,
come on, Dad.
I'm ruining it.
Keep up. I'm going to say yes. Yeah.
There we go.
I'll go nah then.
It's a yah. That's what they do. Alligators will give manatees the right of way. Don't ask me for my sources because I will need to find them. No, I haven't made it up, I swear.
Got time for one more.
Bald eagles sound so silly that Hollywood dubs their voices.
I really hope you've got a clip.
I haven't got a clip. Up. I'm sorry.
How do you think a bald eagle sounds?
Go and do it.
How do I think they sound? Probably something like gah, you know, standard bird noise.
Or like peacocks have a really cool sound.
We don't have time to talk about peacock tangent because eagles on films are like gah.
They are quite majestic, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like a top of the cliff.
See, thing.
If that was majestic, I don't know. Maybe
I was going to say you said majestic, but what came
or
out
strained?
Of Chris's mouth was pain.
We've got 25 seconds, so I'm going to say yeah.
I'm going to say nah.
I'm sorry, Chris wins it this
yeah.
week. That's a yah.
Let the side down, guys.
There we go. Thanks very much for playing. Thanks, Dan, who's coming up after 10 o'clock with great stuff to come. We've been Chris and Alex, and we'll be back next Friday. The podcast will be up tomorrow once I've got in from Wandsworth Radio Running Club, Battersea Park, 9 a.m. if anyone's keen for it. Thanks very much. See you next week.
Bye.